human versus divine logic. The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. Self-satisfaction says, take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Ego says, I want even more. Money is power. Self-justification says, this proves that I am better and smarter than my neighbors. Self-righteousness says, I now have the social status I deserve. People will respect me and envy my accomplishments. Aggressive animal magnetism says, I do not need help from anyone, nor do I need to pretend to be nice anymore. I must build a vault to keep all my wealth safe from predators. If my neighbors are poor, sick, raped, or robbed, that is their own story. Their welfare is not my responsibility. Who shall stand when the Lord appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. Christ scolds the self-aggrandized. You are lost in your own miasma. Sensations of this world do not satisfy. Turn away from depraved satisfaction, for you are not what you think. You are what God thinks. Unnecessary knowledge gained from the five senses is only temporal, the conception of mortal mind, symbolizing all that is evil and perishable. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. The rich in spirit help the poor in one grand brotherhood, all having the same principle or father. And blessed is that man who seeth his brother's need and supplieth it, seeking his own in another's good. Divine logic successfully wakes us from dreamy self-interest. Let it be said by all men, it is not me that is doing the work or producing the increase, but Christ that is within my capacity to respond. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.